Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dennis Littlejohn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Pettini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alan Ripley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Steve Macco. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Tracy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Coppola. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Coppola. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. North steals second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. North steals third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Buckner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Macco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stennett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stennett. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Dillard applying the tag. Two outs. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops it up and throws to first, with Ripley covering, for the out. One out. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley takes first base on ball 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripley moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell fires to second and picks off Ripley for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kapila. North moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Ivey moves to second. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kapila. Herndon scores. Ivey moves to third. Stennett moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Littlejohn hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ivey tags and scores. Stennett tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stennett scores. It's 6-0, Giants. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Figueroa pinch hits for Doug Kapila. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ripley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. North takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. North moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. North scores. Evans moves to second. It's 7-0, Giants. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buckner. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Herndon goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Giants. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Macko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macko is 0-for-1 in the game. Macko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Macko goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1 Giants. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-1 in the game. Vail hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 9-2, Giants. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0-for-1 in the game. Tracy strikes out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Littlejohn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pettenai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettenai is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettenai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Littlejohn moves to second. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripley strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. North strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guillermo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Steve Macko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Macko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon strikes out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Stennett moves to second. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Littlejohn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0-for-2 in the game. Tracy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North, who is chasing the ball. Tracy reaches third base with a triple. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3 Giants. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blackwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettenai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pettenai hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Giants. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. North hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripley moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripley moves to third. North moves to second. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripley tags and scores. North tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-3, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buckner. Herndon reaches second base with a double. North scores. It's 12-3, Giants. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon scores. It's 13-3, Giants. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Vanabil now playing left field. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tyson pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tyson moves to second. Steve Macko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Macko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett misplays the ball. That's an error on Stennett. Tyson moves to third. Randall moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettenai fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tyson scores. Randall moves to third. Macko moves to second. It's 13-4, Giants. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Randall scores. Macko moves to third. Buckner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Giants. Greg Minton now pitching. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Lenny Randle now playing center field. Jerry Martin now playing right field. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Steve Dillard now playing third base. Mike Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Littlejohn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pettini hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Littlejohn moves to second. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton is hit by the pitch. Littlejohn moves to third. Pettini moves to second. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a fly ball into center field. Randle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Littlejohn tags and scores. Pettini tags and moves to third. One out. It's 14-5, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tracy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mako scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivey moves to second. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Littlejohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mako fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tyson moves to second. Steve Macko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Macko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini fields it and throws to second for the out. Tyson moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Tyson scores. Macko moves to third. It's 14-6, Giants. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 14, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.